If you read the world, the whole book, The Secret of the Veda, you will find that Sri Aurobindo has given the key to many of the gods. Like there is a word Brihaspati. Sri Aurobindo has said Brihaspati means power of the soul power. So wherever the word Brihaspati comes, it is power of the soul. Soma is a word. Very often you find in the Veda, Indra drank Soma. So you might find, many people think barbarians, that Indra must be a drunkard. He must be drinking Soma. Sri Aurobindo says, Soma is the Lord of delights. It's not wine, it's a Lord of delights. And then the whole ninth chapter of the Veda, Rigveda, is devoted to the secret of this Soma. What is this Soma? And says that unless and until you have mastered your senses, you will not have even an access, even a slight access to Soma. You can't enter into the ministry of Soma unless you have mastered your senses. There is a very beautiful analogy given. If you want a vessel, how do you make a vessel of clay? You heat up. You bake. You bake the jar. Now, if you have baked the jar and make a vessel out of it, then you pour into it whatever you want to pour. Then if what is poured is ordinary water, it will be retained. But if it is a very powerful kind of a drink and put into it, it will break. If it is not fully baked, it depends upon the baking, how much baking you have done. So it is said in the ninth chapter that our whole human body is like a jar. Now this jar can contain, can receive all delight. It is capable of receiving delight on the condition that the body is fully baked. If you don't bake the body, then the delight will come, the body will break down. You will not be able to sustain that delight at all. So if Indra is able to drink the Soma, it means that Indra is so powerful, he is such a master of all the senses. In fact, all the senses are nothing but manifestations of Indra. That is why in Sanskrit we have got the word for senses, Indriya. The word Indriya comes from Indra. All the senses are nothing but manifestations of Indra. Wherever there is senses, it is the vast, it is the abode of Indra. But this Indra is only in the ordinary form. As you rise higher and higher, this Indra becomes greater and greater until you find the most baked Indra, as it were, fully powerful. And he is so powerful that the highest delight can be drunk by him, can be absorbed. He can be the vessel. And if you yourself invite Indra in your body, and that is a secret, how you can invite Indra in your body, and that can be done by a tapasya, by a kind of a movement of austerity. And the minimum of it is control of senses. If you can't control your senses, then forget about Indra. Indra is not available to you. His ministry is closed for you. You have got to control your senses. You should have a lot of tapasya in which all the desires of senses. Senses are like the horses, you know. They are just, they want to run in a wild manner. Senses want to satisfy themselves. If you want Indra, however, to sit in your indriyas, in your senses, then you have to do lot of control. Therefore, Veda gives you also how to control your senses. What are the means by which you can control your senses? What is the kind of life that you need to lead to control the senses? So if you want to fight with Vritra, don't think it's a very easy thing to fight. That is why most of the people are obstructed and they remain there. They don't want to make any effort at all. If you want to fight against Vritra, first condition, minimum condition is control of your senses. Then, after the senses are controlled, develop your buddhi. After development of buddhi means intellect, power of discrimination, then you go into higher experiences, expand your powers of the mind to a very high degree, manurbhava, become pure human mental being. When you reach that point, then go beyond it. Illumined intelligence is not mental intelligence. Veda had found out that there is an intelligence higher than the mental intelligence. That is Indra intelligence, illumined intelligence. What is the difference between human intelligence and illumined intelligence? There is a beautiful analogy which is given. When you see a thing with one eye, how do you see it? When you see it with two eyes, how do you see it? This is our normal experience. We can either be blind, or we can see with one eye, or we can see with two eyes. That is our highest capacity. But if you have Indra invited in you, then Indra is supposed to be Sahasraksha. He has 1,000 eyes. This is the image. So what is the difference between seeing with two eyes and seeing things with 1,000 eyes? That is illumined intelligence. So if you transcend your human intelligence, then you will begin to see with greater and greater, many, many more eyes, until you get 1,000 eyes. I told you yesterday that the present crisis of mankind is that we have reached the maximum of mental intelligence. All that we can do with the mind we have done, and yet problems are remaining there. How shall we solve these problems? The answer is that you have to go beyond mind, beyond mental intelligence. You have to cross the threshold of two eyes. You have to enter into the field of 1,000 eyes, illumined intelligence. But even this is not the highest. Illumined intelligence is not the highest. Above illumined intelligence, above Indra, there is Vishnu. That is another algebraic term. Vishnu, what is Vishnu? And the image that is given about Vishnu is, he is like one single eye covering the whole sky. One single eye covering the whole sky. It's not 1,000 eyes. Eyes are sockets, small sockets. But Vishnu's eye is so vast, it covers the whole sky. Imagine the whole sky having one eye how much it can cover the comprehensive illumined intelligence will give you knowledge, but still multiplicity will be there, lot of multiplicity. But when you come to Vishnu, you have one comprehensive knowledge, united knowledge, unity. So whenever Veda speaks of Vishnu, Veda speaks of an intelligence which is unifying, one unified vision of everything, all things comprehended.